Cool temperatures will continue locked in across the northern plains and upper Midwest today, but there is a warming trend coming up as we go into the next 2 or 3 days. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. 40 degree highs will be as great as it gets today. We do have temperatures at the middle of the day here running mostly in the upper 30s and into a few lower 40s, so maybe we can squeeze out a little bit more warmth. We do have a lot of cloudiness in the eastern parts of the Dakotas, sunshine in Minnesota. A big wind switch is taking place. Minnesota's got northerly winds while the winds are out of the east, northeast and the eastern Dakotas, and then the southeast across the western Dakotas. And that southeasterly wind's going to be over us here tonight and tomorrow. We'll likely see warming take place. Temperatures will get in the 50s with a few upper 40s. That'll occur Tuesday into Wednesday. And then we have a weak weather system that's going to be approaching the area as we go forward into the day on Wednesday. In fact, Tuesday night, we'll have those south winds pumping moisture into the area. We'll have a few showers already beginning to occur before dawn on Wednesday. Those showers will stay with us through the morning and into the afternoon. So, you know, Wednesday's not going to be all that great of a day. We do expect the moisture content, though, to stay relatively light. And total amounts will run mostly in the range of a tenth to around 3 to 4 tenths of an inch, with the exception being in a few counties in Minnesota, where we could end up with amounts 3/4 of an inch or maybe something a little bit more. But that'll occur mostly in southern and central parts of Minnesota, not so much west central. So we'll see how that pans out. That again will be on Wednesday, and it should all be rain. We'll expect Thursday to turn a bit warmer as the south wind resumes, and we'll likely see the temperatures on Thursday getting up into the lower 60s in parts of South Dakota. Everybody else will be in the 50s. Now, another weak frontal system will begin to push into the area as we get to the end of the week, but a deepening low pressure center coming out of Wyoming will induce some stronger south wind speeds on Friday, and that'll help to pump those temperatures back into the 50s and maybe even a few lower 60s across parts of the region. It'll be a very good day of warmth and probably one of the last of the really warm days for a while. That low pressure system will bring with it a wind switch and a chance for a little rain and rain changing to snow. That occurs late in the weekend, though, and it's too far out in time to have a lot of confidence in that. A much larger storm system may evolve in the central U.S. plains and move to the upper Midwest as we get out into the middle part of next week. Now, I talk about a long-reaching forecast. We're not going to dwell on this, but there's a lot of cold air that's supposed to pool up across the western part of North America while it stays warm in the east, and that's going to set the stage for that storm system to impact parts of the region. But that is a week away. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.